Okay,
ready.
Okay. Recording.
Hi, Reggie.
And the rest of Anchor.
And everyone else.
How are
Reggie
you?
Reggie first. He's the best.
What are we talking about?
Today our topic. Today our topic is strip clubs.
I have a cold. I'm sorry.
It's okay. When you have a cold, does your memory like fade?
Yeah, kind of. I'm like a person who zones out a lot in my life. And so when I have a cold, it's even more.
I know, because it's, like, distracting, because you're, like, every thought is surrounded by another thought of, like, oh, I feel bad.
It's okay. I'm good. I'm fine. Oh, yeah. Strip clubs as a place of healing.
Ah, hallelujah.
Hey, it's Sunday today.
Strip for Jesus. Happy Sunday. Yeah, today's Sunday, so it's...
Day of worship.
The day of worship.
Worshipping your strippers.
Worshipping and healing and heal your soul. And I'm really happy because I already made money today, so I'm really happy about that. Can't be sad when you're like $600 richer.
That's true.
For being
for
sexy.
Doing like nothing, yeah.
I did work in my last show, but still, it's like my regular work show.
You also had that promo job today.
Yeah. And that was annoying. I'm very grateful, but it's just hard work to talk to people in any service job.
Yeah.
Dealing with people.
It's true.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Okay, sorry. Strip clubs as a place of healing.
Okay, why did you... Okay, this is your topic.
Yeah, this is my topic because I was thinking more of patrons, but I feel like it could be for strippers too. Because I think that it's a place where you sort of put aside your inhibitions. And because of that, it allows you to access maybe past trauma or areas in your life where you're not very comfortable. For example, you know those, every once in a while you'll get this super awkward kid who comes in and he just doesn't know how to interact with people. And
that's my favorite. Those are my favorite
customers.
Yeah,
but they're really nice, right? They're really kind-hearted people. They're practicing being humans in society, which I personally think is really hard. Like, I think it's hard to be a human. But some people find the social interaction aspect of being human harder than others. And so every once in a while we'll get people in here and they're just kind of like practicing being normal people. And over time they just become more comfortable. Like we had this regular at one of the clubs I worked at, and he actually said, he came in one day and he was like, yeah, I'm like really glad that I started coming in here because you girls are so nice. Aww. And you know, it really helped me open up and be more comfortable talking to people and approaching people and just be more comfortable with myself, you know, because, you know, a lot of the time, if it's a nice person we're talking to, we don't judge, right?
Yeah, I think even though us on the podcast sometimes are like quite cunty,
don't deserve it.
As long as people like treat us with respect, which like basically no one does. Well, no, but like, you know, like when we complain, it's just because people are treating us with respect. So like, as long as you treat us with respect, I think we're pretty open-minded.
Also, I just wanted to say that I think all of us have heard stories and heard trauma from other people that we are not qualified to hear. I know I have. I know, you know, one time this guy came in and I have this line and I'm like, oh, what brings you to the club tonight? What are you celebrating tonight? Whatever, right? I shouldn't have asked this guy because he was like, it's the 1 year anniversary of the car crash that killed my wife and kid. And I was like, oh.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Sorry.
You're like, oh, here's my tips.
Yeah.
Shut up now.
Yeah, I was like, well, I am not qualified to hear about this. And then another time this guy told me this story about, oh, this was a sad one. He moved from the UK to be with this girl in Canada, and so he pretty much has no one here, and this girl cheated on him with his boss.
No.
Yeah. It was so sad.
Because what's he going to do? Quit his job and
he has nothing. And he was like, I just don't want to go home. Like, I think I'm just going to shack up at a hotel. And he was like, I'll give you money to just, like, hang out with me. Like, I don't even want to have sex or talk to you. I just don't want to be by myself, you know?
Wow,
and, yeah, like, shit like that. That's so sad. Yeah.
Oh, I've never had anyone like that.
So sometimes I think people come to the strip club to forget, but also sometimes they just want to unload, you know?
Yeah. also, too, to add, because, yeah, you're totally right about that. But sometimes people have, like, maybe they're not necessarily feeling, like, shitty or bad, but they come to the strip club and they, like, realize shit.
Yeah.
Like, actually, my friend Dylan, who we talked about before, named Nikki's friend, he, names have not been drained. He, oh yeah, I texted you to let him into the guest list.
Yeah, yeah.
The guest list.
Yeah.
He came with his buddy, and his buddy, apparently, when he was here, realized he actually likes men more than women.
Oh, that's awesome!
Like, sexually. So, I mean, not great for the strippers, but it's just cool that, like, I'm happy for him.
Ooh, and then there was this one time, this group of guys came in, and they were so nice, and this guy was like, I'm here celebrating my divorce. And I was like, I'm so proud of you, because there are so many people who stay in relationships, and they're unhappy, and it's just a horrible situation to be in if you're in a relationship that you're unhappy in. And
it's
he was like, you know, we really got married because everyone expected us to and our families expected us to. And then we realized that it just wasn't going to work. And, you know, I just felt like it would be unfair to her to keep her in a not loving relationship. And I just felt like, you know, I couldn't give her what she needed. And so we just got a divorce. And then my friends dragged me out because they thought I needed to get out of the house. And then they bought me a dance and here I am. And I was like, yeah, I'm so proud of you. That's really great. Like, you know, some people come into your life at a certain point in time and they serve a purpose. And sometimes when that purpose ends sooner than you thought, but it's time to let the person go, right? And
yeah.
So that's really great. And so, yeah, that was a good story.
That's nice. This is why I wanted to do this topic, because I knew it would be, like, full of nice stories.
And this is kind of funny. So another time there's this guy, this kid who came in. I think you were here for this. I don't know. There's this kid who came in, and his friend got him a dance, and I was like, so you look kind of sad, because he actually looked sad. And he was like, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I was like, oh, how long were you guys together? He was 6 months. I'm like, dude, how old are you? He's like 19.
Oh, God.
So I pretty much just yelled at him. And I was like,
yeah,
what is wrong with you? I was like, you need to go out there and go and sleep with a bunch of girls, or hit on a bunch of girls, or whatever
it is. Or just focus on you.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, just be happy being yourself, because, you know what, 6 months in the span of your life, maybe right now it seems like forever, and you're, like, completely heartbroken, and now you are no longer yourself because you identified yourself as someone in this relationship and blah-de-blah, whatever.
But wow, you just, like, went deep with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I did.
Like, super
I just started, like, yelling at him. Like, the whole dance was just me yelling at him while I was naked, putting my boobs in his face and being like, you need to get your shit together. You are young. You have your whole life ahead of you. You cannot wallow about this one person. Just get out there. Focus on yourself. Meet a bunch of girls. Find out what you like in life. Just, like, go. And then he came back the next night.
That's amazing.
I was like, stop crying. Yeah.
That's so good. I feel like there's a lot of people that come in and they're just, like, kind of looking for something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about strip clubs that makes it so. Like, why do you think that is? Like, people, like, have these random epiphanies in the strip club.
I think it's a combination. I think it's maybe, like I said before, they have their inhibitions a bit down because they're not in society. They don't have to deal with, you know, like, maybe the same expectations or social norms that they would at work, you know?
Yeah.
So they're just, and it's also strip clubs are something that you'd associate with having fun.
Uh-huh.
So they don't really go there with their guard up. They're just kind of like, oh, we'll just have a good time, kind of just, like, unplug. And so maybe they're more vulnerable to that part of themselves.
Yeah.
To, like, opening up about their trauma, because they just think it's going to be a good time and they're not thinking about, like, guarding themselves or whatever. And then I think strippers are just, a lot of us are really resilient people. And so
we have
to be. Yeah. And so it just, as part of that, it makes us, I don't know, I think that sometimes it gives us the ability to have that, like, I don't know, expend that emotional labor, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas maybe you wouldn't be so readily, I don't know. I think if somebody stopped me on the street or at another job and started, like,
pouring their heart out, I would be a bit choked because I'd just not be into it. But because I'm here, I feel like people are a bit more willing to bare their souls, and I'm a bit more willing to be like, oh, okay, like, let's hear it.
Yeah.
If they're paying me.
I think also, yeah, exactly. It's like, because you know that you don't have to see the person again,
yeah,
it's like,
that's a good point, yeah.
It allows you to have like a different type of relationship.
And also people are just kind of like, whatever, she's a stripper. She doesn't know anyone I know. I don't have to see her again.
Yeah,
blah,
exactly.
Blah, whatever, right?
There's
yeah,
no
it's
strings
like that on
attached.
Anonymity, yeah. Or they're just, yeah, they're kind of like, well, whatever. I can just like let her perform this emotional labor and then never see her again. And she doesn't know the same people I know. And she's, even if she judges me, who fucking cares,
yeah.
Right?
Plus it's, we, like the strippers have more of an objective. Of course, everyone has their biases, but if you're like, oh, my girlfriend screwed me over, we have more of an objective opinion. Like, we can be like, oh, screw you, stop being sad,
yeah.
Or, like, you should
yeah.
have treated her better, or whatever. And, you know, maybe their friends will tell them, like, something totally different. Or maybe they don't even have friends that they
yeah.
feel comfortable opening up to.
Well, yeah, it's like that guy who brought in his baby pictures to me, and then he told me, when his dad passed away, I was like, oh, that's really personal information that you just told me.
And you're like, why are you talking about
this? Yeah, I was like, I am also not qualified to deal with this.
Yeah. More money.
Yeah, he was like, cool.
More money.
I was like, I'm so sorry to hear that. He was like, yeah, I haven't really talked about it with anyone. It just happened today. I was like, well, that's a nice, raw, fresh
tidbit. Do you feel like you helped him, though?
I think sometimes companionship in and of itself is helpful. I think that was the
yeah.
situation, because I don't think he was like, hey.
You okay?
Yeah,
I'm feeling
good.
Hold on.
Okay, we're gonna pause you, anchor.
Okay, we're back.
Back from outer space!
What else?
I don't know, I just love this topic because I feel like there's so much bullshit in this job,
mm-hmm.
and when you get an experience where you're, like, giving your loving energy to somebody, because honestly, like, even though I'm a fucking bitch, I still give my loving energy, like, my ultimate, like, utmost.
When you have a positive interaction, you're like, oh, that was nice.
It's really
oh,
nice.
It's nice. Like, oh.
Because
it's,
like, not
yeah.
draining anymore.
Yeah. Or, like, when you give a dance and the guy's super appreciative and doesn't try to grope you and tips you well, and you're like, oh, that was really nice. Like, I should do this more often.
Yeah. And you can tell that he has really gotten
yeah.
something out of it, too, or she, I guess. Like, if you can tell the person, like, really grateful and thankful and you did them a really good service, then it makes you feel good, too.
I think that strip clubs can also be a place of healing for strippers, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because we're lucky we have a pretty supportive group of people, but I
yeah.
also think that it's important to be comfortable with your own sexuality and your own body.
It's true.
Yeah. It's that empowering aspect of sex work. It's not always there, but
it is sometimes. And when
yeah,
it is cool.
It is a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, I feel like whenever I'm, like, in a fight with my boyfriend or something, or, like, something's going bad, or I'm stressed
yeah.
out, or, like, I think I'm a failure, sometimes I'll do my show, and I'll just be like, oh, right, I like dancing, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
someone, like, is really nice to me and, like, shows, like, genuine gratitude, then I feel really happy and good also.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about, like, because they gave me $600, like, that's nice,
that's
but,
nice
you know, it's just, yeah, knowing that they appreciate you and that, like, you're valued, and it's fun.
I think it also, depending on where you work, it gives you a sense of control over life that you otherwise might not have. Because for me, it's like, when I quit for that year and a half, I was like, wow, this sucks. I mean, no, it wasn't that bad.
Why would you not want to be a stripper?
It was fine. I mean, it was okay. Like, I'm not unhappy about
yeah.
my choices. But it's like, when I went back to stripping, I was like, oh, this is nice. You know, I can pretty much choose my hours. I'm not on call 24/7, you know. And I have more financial freedom.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, I don't know. I feel like I had some degree of trauma from being a lawyer and
this sort of helps to just like cleanse, you know.
I agree. It is nice. It's like you realize so much shit about society that's mm-hmm. fucked up, mm-hmm. and you can make the choice to talk to people and acknowledge them or not. Like, the other night, I just felt really good about myself. I did my hair and makeup, and then I just, like, stood there and tried to emanate the divine feminine energy of the goddess. I know you guys think I'm, like, super hippy-dippy, but that's just...
No, I believe in the divine dancer goddess.
Yeah, I
She's,
don't
like,
know.
The counterpart to Stripper Jesus. It's, like, Stripper Jesus, divine dancer goddess, and then,
divine
like,
dancer goddess.
Yeah.
Do-do-do! Yeah, I just, like, felt like I was, like, I just had my period, my tits were super big, and people were coming up to me, and they were just, like, super attracted to me, and they were just like, oh my god, and if they showed me respect, then we can go for a dance, and, like, it's cool, and if they don't show me respect, and they just want to take from me, then I can just be like,
bye,
have a good day, have a good night. I feel like, that's really cool for me to not have to put up with, you know,
yeah.
whatever people... want to impose on me.
Yeah.
I love being a stripper.
Thanks.
Even though I complain about it like,
yeah.
a lot.
We just talked about this. We just talked about how we're like, oh, I love my job so much, it's great. And then sometimes when we're at work, we're like, I just want to go home.
We're amazing you all. Everything sucks. But no, there are like really cool things about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I don't know, I've learned a lot.
Yeah, I have, for sure.
And I'm way more, I think, so, yeah, like, a confidence comes, like, up in ups and downs, because mm-hmm. there's some aspects about this job that make me feel less confident, like, if someone, like,
but
calls
I think
me fat or
overall,
something.
Overall, though, I think that I'm more comfortable with myself because
so
of this job. Because you kind of have to be, right? Like, you're not going to get choked every time somebody has something bad to say about you, because that would be, like, 5,000 times a night, right?
Well, that's what I used to be like when I worked a different club.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, that's why some people can't do this job.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Because, like, even I am, like, a really sensitive person. Sometimes I think, like, oh, I'm way too sensitive for this job. But when you get over that, I mm-hmm. feel like it just makes you a better person.
Yeah, I agree.
It makes everyone else a better person, too. Or the same shitty person. But it's not like
it just brings out the asshole and the douchebag.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I like being a healer. I like.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like, oh my god, what the fuck's the point of my life? And she's a fucking stripper. But then I have those interactions and I'm like, no, there is good in the world. So, like, things are
I do think it is an important public service. You know? Even though I feel like I'm not qualified to hear a lot of the things that I hear, I do feel like it does help. Like, sometimes people are so appreciative that you just sit with them or listen to them.
Yeah.
Even
if it doesn't go that deep necessarily, mm-hmm. like, even mm-hmm. if they're like, oh, I was having a shitty day, but
yeah.
now I feel way better,
yeah.
I love your body, or
yeah.
whatever, like,
yeah.
it's so cool, and so I guess, I think a lot of people don't even realize it,
mm-hmm.
they don't even know what they're getting into, they just came to, like,
see some tits,
be mean to women,
just kidding, you're gonna have an awakening,
yeah, I always school people.
Yeah. Sometimes it works. Sometimes they're really receptive, too, which is nice.
Sometimes they're not. And sometimes they are.
Yeah.
And when they are, it's cool.
It is nice. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm happy. Same. I feel like this podcast just healed me. I was already happy, though.
How so?
Because, okay, you know what's healing? You know what's fucking healing in the strip club as a stripper?
What?
Being in the change room and venting and, like, talking to people. And,
yes.
like, this podcast is,
that's
like, all venting.
One. This is truly a sacred space.
The change room.
The change room? Yeah, it really
yes.
is.
Agreed.
Like, no other place can you really talk about all of the things that we talk about just so openly.
Yeah, because I have the same conversation when I get
yeah.
home with my boyfriend, and he's just like, he doesn't fucking know. Not even, like,
yeah.
one of my girlfriends. It's not
yeah,
an industry would know.
Yeah. You can't really be like, hey, can you see my tampon? And then also, fuck that guy who didn't tip me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't
like,
be like,
this man just wasted all my time and cost me so much emotional labor for free to, like, my mom or sister. They'd be like, what the fuck? Emotional labor? Like, why don't you just be nice to them?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I tell my mom, like, the things I say, like, when I'm like, you're wasting my time. And she's like, what? You can't just say that to people. I'm like, no.
Yes, you can. You don't understand.
Yeah, no, it's true. No, this place, this particular room, like, the stripper change room, is definitely a place of healing.
This room, this exact room
that
we're in right now. Wish you guys could see it. Actually, not, though. It's kind of messy and dirty, but...
Alright, anything else?
No. Call us, call in if you have any
questions. Ask us questions, send us your comments, send us your love. We love you, too.
Follow us on Instagram, @strippers with anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. We have, like, no followers. It's kind of embarrassing, so...
We have, like, 90-something now.
Okay. Started an Instagram page?
Yeah. For our pod.
We're going to promote it.
Yeah. Follow it. Thanks.
And then leave comments. We like that. If you want to question me, you can DM us, and we'll answer it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Happy Sunday fun day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.